Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining on a check-in from the Brown and Crouppen Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 67, currently 60 clear skies at the landing.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this official Red Friday?
Oh, Wheeland! Once again, it's on! Our Kansas City Chiefs! We on deck tonight, baby. Facing them Los Angeles Houdini.
Them losers!
Oh, baby, I cannot wait. We are talking Chiefs with my man Ron Hughley coming up on the show today, man. Y'all know I got a lot on my mind, and I'm talking cash, money, blank. You already know.
How about that D, baby?
Oh, yeah, we know for sure. We got your TMG going down at your 23s, and Kelly Price is fed up with black people and Young Thug. More of his calls leak, and this time he's talking about Glorilla.
We got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes, Chiefs Kingdom. We've been waiting on this since February.
Yes, sir.
And we hustling and shining on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
How about those Chiefs?
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Much of the good you do will go unnoticed by others. Do it anyway, because you'll notice. You'll know. Some of the contributions you make won't be fully appreciated. Go ahead and make them anyway, because you're doing the right thing. It's fine when you receive recognition for what you do and for the quality of the person you are. Yet, whether you are recognized for it or not, always give your best effort. When no one else is watching, you are watching. When no one else appreciates the value of what you're doing, you see the value, and that matters. The way you view yourself influences everything you do. That view is formed not only when others notice and appreciate what you're up to, but also when they don't. Make sure your actions are always true to the values you hold dear, because the quality of your life is based not on who you appear to be, but on who you truly are. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 68, currently 60 with fair skies at Parkwood. Kelly Price didn't hold back in a recent Instagram Live as she addressed the often hate that she gets for her appearance and claims that it comes from the black community.
I'm still going to be selling out theaters and venues looking like a fat slob in clothes that you said that I look nasty in, and my feet are so damn big, and who dressed me. I'm still going to be making my money. I don't even do this, but I'm so sick of black people and their bull. Black women, you are some of the most nasty, disrespectful people on God's planet Earth. The things that you say about other black women, but you're an activist. Find yourself, because a degree ain't going to get your stupid in the head.
I just want to say black women are some of the most beautiful, creative, sensitive, loving, nurturing creatures God has ever made. I feel like this is totally unnecessary. And okay, your feelings are hurt, and we get that, Kelly Price. We respect that. We understand that. But if you take a second to put your feelings aside and understand who you really talking to, you expect for a bunch of white women to say something about you? Because I guarantee you a bunch of white women ain't listening to Kelly Price. It's a bunch of black women. So you're talking to your audience like that. Mm-hmm. You got to, like, sometimes you just got to step back and just let people be stupid on their own.
Yeah. You do. As a black woman, I don't get offended by what Kelly Price said, because I know that there's people in her comments, people have been making jokes about her for years. So I get it. She gets online and she sees people that look like her that are talking about her. And that doesn't mean that it's generalized in all black women. So I feel like it's a if the shoe fits type of thing. Like, people might generalize it, but if you know you're not on there talking about black women, then why get offended?
She shouldn't be spreading that rhetoric. Because
who is she spreading it to? Other than us?
Because I'm saying other people going to start to believe that. This clip could get spread out and she's not lying. It gives validity to that type of conversation.
Yeah, well, y'all better stay out of her comments. Leave that lady alone. Switching over to Young Thug. Somebody said Young Thug went to jail and started a podcast. Well, that might be true, because more of his calls continue to leak. Now, this time it's a private conversation he had talking about Glorilla.
And I wish people would quit saying
I saw the girl, Glorilla. Why do people say she pretty? That ugly as they say she ain't ugly. That ain't nothing. Man, be like Brianna. Man, like Brianna. Man, watch that. Long ass that wig. Skinny big ass head.
Now, this probably wasn't the best evidence for us to go to Kelly Price to this. But these are, once again, private conversations. He's hopped on social media and he made an apology out to Glorilla. Just imagine if any of our calls, like, just think to yourself, cousin.
I don't be doing that, though.
Have you ever had a time you just might have been talking?
Kikin.
Yeah, bluntly about something.
I just don't be talking. We've had plenty of private conversations. I don't be talking about people like that behind it. Mm-hmm. First off, Young Thug.
Young Thug is wild.
Come on, bro. In 2013, did y'all see what Young Thug looked like? It should be the last person to be saying anything about what anybody look like.
You're not wrong.
What we talking about, dog? Stop.
Yeah. There's that.
Hey, yo, what up? It's when your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
So our friends at KC Tennis, man, you know, they're always trying to look out for Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And they have to form a new apartment union after demands met at another apartment complex. Now, across Kansas City Metro, you know, you got renters everywhere going through a lot of things. We done seen buildings collapse. Mm-hmm. But now, these tenant unions are very important and very essential to fight for better living conditions. Bowen Tower residents are the latest tenants to call for change, D. And look, they done had enough. I can't imagine going through some of the things that they have been going through, D.
And we haven't had air. We haven't had elevators. My apartment flooded from the floor up.
And look, like, are we serious right now? Mm-hmm. Flooding, no air. We just got through with July and August. Mm-hmm. And not having air in Kansas City is a no-no. So these unions, man, they are so essential to fight for people who don't have a voice or don't have a voice big enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had a very short period of time where I actually lived downtown, and I had ended up reaching out to the KC tenants because it was just things that the landlord was not taking care of and things that I had found out about the building that was just like, oh, yeah, I'm putting in a call. So even I've been in a situation where I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to get in contact with them.
Yeah, so phone calls weren't answered. Their voices weren't heard. This is the best way to do it, man.
Absolutely. So, shout out to the KC Tennis and all that they do.
Yo, be the one them called Tech Nine. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
And that Hustle and Shine shout out line going crazy right now this Red Friday. Shout out to cousin Brandy, who just graduated nursing school. Woo,
congratulations.
Woo. Major congrats to you. Shout out to the Milestone Academy family over there. One of our cousins said, it's the weekend. I know, right? And have a good day to Amira at University Academy. Also, big love and a good morning to somebody's hubby, DF. Fast Eddie. Shout out to Alexander Edison, senior at Lincoln Prep. That was sent over from your mama. And then one of our cousins, Kiara. Thank you so much, cousin. Said sending a Hustle and Shine some love for y'all music. Always the best. We appreciate you, cousin.
Big love.
And then also a Safe Travels putting out to Leisha Lau. Yeah, hope I got that right, cousin.
Leisha Lau.
Hope I got that right, cousin. So that's all the shout-outs we got so far. Yep.
Appreciate everybody tapping in, man. So, D, I was reading something the other day, and I noticed that the Seattle Seahawks will have undercover law enforcement officers wearing opposing team jerseys at their field in Seattle at Lumen Field this season in an effort to quickly detect and address illegal and unruly fan behavior. So, Chiefs Kingdom, look, this may not apply to us this week with Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, Brazil. But when we come to Arrowhead, y'all better be right, because it might be somebody in a Raiders jersey who you might not want to heckle.
That just seems like it's giving too bait car-ish. Like, I thought that was entrapment was illegal. I don't know. What's the point? You getting the, I mean, I know the cops are having a good time. They get a free game. And
some people be wilding. I'll say that in 2016, I went to the Chiefs-Saints game.
Just post up as an officer.
And these two people got into his fisticuffs. It was this old dude and this young dude. Mm-hmm. The young dude got the worst of it, but he proceeded to take the blood from his nose and flick it on the old dude.
Ooh.
For real. It was, so it could get real nasty and real bad. And then you see some of the videos on Twitter.
I be seeing the people.
Oh, look, they seriously be wilding out. Like,
the undercover thing just seems so shiesty. I don't like that. But like you said, we ain't got to worry about that right now. We just going to worry about our Chiefs beating on them Los Angeles losers. That's all good.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
The Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City High School Game of the Week. Congratulations to Southeast versus Van Horn. It's going down tonight, 7 p.m. Shout out to them. Man, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping in to KPRS.com and made their votes count for the high school game of the week. Pay attention, because we'll have another one next week. It's going down. And shout out to all the cousins that's making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine. We love and appreciate you for that, especially when we know that you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you chose to be here with us today, and we appreciate you including us in your morning drive.
Yeah. And one more thing, D. Look, man, history is being made 10 years ago. Shout out to the Popper. The first printed I'm KC shirt was on Saturday, September 7th at 2015. My bad. I remember when that was going on. D, it was near the Royals run.
Okay.
For the World Series.
I remember that year.
And it was I'm KC shirts and sweaters everywhere. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to the Popper.
Yes, sir.
And man, I'm always gonna still support I'm KC and I'm KC movement.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
He got some big things going on at the store all weekend long.
Okay,
too.
I'm about to slide by there this weekend.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
724, it's a high of 67, currently 61 first guys at the Grandview Triangle. Producer Jermaine Dupree speaks on how the young teens are neglected when it comes to music.
Because I got a 14-year-old daughter that basically has nobody to listen to. She's out here listening to shit that she ain't supposed to be listening to on TikTok. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? She's dancing shit she ain't supposed to be dancing to on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And it's our responsibility to deliver artists for this group of people, but ain't nobody doing it. I can't do everything. That's I'm in Magic City. I'm trying to smile.
Big facts. If anybody got the blueprint for child success in music, it is him.
Yeah, so I don't know who else gonna do it then.
Yeah, I'm it's a tough thing though, man, because you know everybody is under the impression that sex sells, and it does.
It does.
But there is a whole lane that's missing right now. With if you look at YouTube videos with kids bop, we make fun of that or whatever, but millions and millions and millions of views equals millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, and I want to make it very clear that when we were all kids, we were listening to music and sneaking, or you might have just had access to it, to music that is for grown folks. Let's be very clear as well. But there still does need to be something for that, but I wonder if it's a lack of production or it's a lack of people actually promoting it. Because I've heard of some...
All of them.
I've heard of some artists, even Usher signed a young artist, and he's making kind of that type of OMG girl music. But are people pushing it that have money? I think they just pushing the adult music. Switching over to the sports world slash rapper world, is it a violation? According to TMZ, Ciara, who has full custody of her 11-year-old son of Future with rapper Future, legally added Wilson to their son's name a few years ago, but he still has Wilburn, which is Future's last name, attached to it. But people are now like, oh, is this a... Does this change anything? Should that be a violation because Russell Wilson is, of course, a stepfather?
A damn good one.
He is. He
allegedly.
From what we see, he does look like a good father.
What does Lil Future think?
I don't know.
That's his name. He the one that's going to live with it. So, yeah. You know.
And I've always been raising the idea, too, when it comes to the whole name thing. Like, if your parents aren't married, you don't take on that name. Like, when my parents got married after, I'm in the pictures. I'm in the pictures of the wedding as a little baby, a newborn. But I didn't get my dad's last name. And I'm not mad at my mom for making that decision because my real last name made so much better sense than my dad's last name. It just flows better.
Let me tell you like this. It was no questions what my last name was going to be. It was only going to be Brooks.
Yeah.
And my mama knows. She knows what's up. She, you know, she kind of makes fun of it sometimes or whatever. But that's the same with me, too. All my kids, no matter what the situation is, of course, mine is locked down, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you like because you're married. That's the thing.
Yeah, I was going to have Brooks regardless.
But if you're not married, it's a toss-up.
Busy Ben, man, 816 day. We on Hustling Shop.
D, he's back. Ron Hughley from Foolish Club Media and the Show and BK podcast you got to check out before every single Chiefs game. And it is week one
in the National Football League.
As our Kansas City Chiefs get prepared to beat up on these Chargers. And Ron, we need it back in blood. I'm expecting high numbers for Patrick Mahomes. My expectations are through the roof for this offense. I think he's got revenge on his mind, similar to the 2022 season. What are you thinking, man?
It was good. That was good to hear. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've heard you all get me ready before a game. So it feels good. No, I have been hoping for the fireworks show to come back. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been really getting into this, and don't laugh, but I've been really getting into, you know, hitting the treadmill and doing the...
Okay, good stuff.
I like to do the incline on a real good high spot. And I get on there about 45 minutes. And you know what I've been doing? I've just been watching old games from like 2018 through 2020. Just to see what it looked like. Just to see what it looked like to see how easy they could just score 30. Just to see, like, man, they was doing it by halftime so many times. Mm-hmm. And I have gone to the altar in prayer in hopes of just seeing it. I think any NFL fan would just love to see the best light show we've seen in a long time. And I'm with you, man. I know Rashee Rice is out, and that's a big deal, but it just... That preseason game against Chicago,
it got you going, didn't it?
In practice, mm-hmm. it just looked different, man. Like, you know, he been talking about I want to have some fun, and they ain't. I mean, it looked like, boy. I mean, it take pulling teeth for them to do anything. Everything had to be 13, 14 plays, and everything. They looked like it was easy, and I hadn't seen that in a few years.
Now, Ron, I feel like it's just way too early to be like, oh, what do you predict this? And then I don't want to do that. I want to talk a little bit more on the culture end. Well, Travis Kelce, of course, and his brother have been having their podcast, and they've been sparking up headlines for, the entire offseason. But with him proposing to Taylor Swift, I think we're going to hit another season where every single cut play, whatever they like to call it, is going to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift might be at the halftime show. Is this going to be a season that is focused on Taylor and Trav instead of actually the Chiefs?
I mean, I just think it's going to be all of it, just like it has been. I don't think it's going to be very much different because, hell, last year was the focus, was those two. The year before that in the playoff run, that was the focus. So I think the Chiefs is used to it. And I think Chiefs fans and NFL fans ought to be used to it. And I think the newness is kind of wearing off, so maybe it won't be as a big a deal. And I think maybe it just won't be as noticeable because we're used to it. But baby, they're gonna get Taylor on
that. They're gonna milk that.
And they're gonna get it. By the way, you know, 5-10 years ago, if I'd have told you, all right, we got Russell Wilson and we got Travis Kelce. One of them's going to marry Taylor Swift, and the other one's going to marry Sia.
Stop.
Who do you think you would have said was going to marry who?
I definitely would have thought Travis was right. Marrying Sierra.
Depend on what era you met him in, if they was co-switching.
I just said about 10 years ago. these two that just switched places.
All right, Ron, I'm going to call this B. Shining's best bets. Higher or lower? Patrick Mahomes, 2.5 touchdowns.
I'm gonna say higher. I feel like Andy is on the hunt. Yeah, we've watched it. Y'all watch games. Andy sometimes is trying to get him touchdown passes. I feel like they're on the hunt. I feel like Patrick is on the hunt. He's pissed off. And now we got people talking about he's the third, fourth, fifth best quarterback in football. I think he is ready to prove that I'm still the dude.
Yeah, my money's on that. My money's also on that out in Brazil, the kiss cam that C-Dot might be caught on it again, too.
Ooh, God, man. Hey, man. We might have to just end the relationship. Like, you got to give me a kiss on the cheek, something. Like, I mean, you just can't have me go out like this. You know I'm a public figure. You can't just have me. Ain't nobody else around us. You can't do that. You got to give me a kiss on the cheek, something.
So you got to pretend like you're on your phone or something.
You gotta give me a kiss. I'm not saying you gotta kiss me on the mouth. You gotta give me a kiss on the cheek. You can't have me looking like this. Boy, could you imagine what the next two innings was like for him? He probably just had to sit in that.
He better thank God that Coldplay wasn't playing.
I think he'd have rather that.
We love you, Carrington. All right, Ron, man, we're going to holler at you next week for week 2. And, revenge is definitely going to be on our hearts and minds as them Eagles come marching in to the home opener of Arrowhead. Man, thank you, Ron. We'll holler at you next week.
All right.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Come on, D. Let's get in the booth.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Let me grab my headphones.
Hustle and shine in the streets all weekend long, baby.
You know it. Let me get my Rob Lowe to start bag. Hold on. Get up and get out, it's Red Friday.
Check or
deposit, you just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Get outside, cuz we gon' win the day.
You know it. Oh, baby, once again, it's on another weekend. And you already know, it all begins
Tonight
with our Kansas City Chiefs. Against the weak Chargers, week 1 in the National Football League rolls on in Sao Paulo, Brazil, D.
Going down at 7 p.m. You can catch it locally at KSHB, of course, YouTube, TV, NFL Plus, all of those different sources. So make sure you figure out your plans right now.
And the Hot 103 Jams private watch party. We got a chance for you to win tickets to that on That's My Jam coming up later this hour, too. So shout out to all the cousins that's going to be in the building for that.
Uh-huh. And I know high school games are going on, too, right about now, ain't they,
oh,
B?
Oh, yes, they are. Uh-oh.
What's that?
That's you hear that?
What is it? Mark?
Oh, Marcel Dunn to take a read! And them Lee Seminole Broncos headed up north tonight for a test against them Stanley Falcons! Get your shovels out, D! Because Marcel Dunn to take a read is gonna put somebody in the dirt! Woo! And then the high school, Hot 103 Jams high school game of the week going down as well. You got Southeast versus Van Horn.
Of course.
That's going to be a good matchup.
If you're looking for something to catch over the weekend, Color Purple is going to be at the KC Rep for the entire weekend.
So,
nice little family activity as well. But it's a 10-year anniversary, I heard, though.
Oh, 10-year anniversary of the KC shirts. They was taking over the town. The Poppers doing that all weekend long at the War Parkway location.
8600 War Parkway. It's going down, baby. I'm KC. 10-year anniversary.
I'm already thinking about that that chicken plate on
look at you.
On Saturday. First Saturday going down too.
Peace Place. I'll be in the building. First Saturdays is going up. Best club chicken in the city. And of course, NFL Sunday, Red Zone all day long. And of course, like we say every weekend, D, to our cousins, we got to tell them,
don't be an idiot.
Let's hit them up with one of these classic Chiefs songs. D, you ready?
Let's get it.
Big 816.
Hustle Shine Guapo. Duh.
What's up, D? Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Shut up, Brian.
We got it locked, you don't want no static. Playing with an MVP named Patrick. Cleats dug in deep, championship Chiefs. This is KC, ain't no losing in me.
Ballin', your city's never ballin'.
Swish.
Winning any costin'. Ag Chiefs a holly, snatching the win and celebrating your face. At Arrowhead, a popping bottles in your place.
Hey, don't say nothing. Win on the line, yeah, we need it. This cheese red ain't on me,
yeah, I bleed it.
They got us last year, yeah, we need that lick back.
Yep.
Sack your quarterback, now we all got big backs.
Blocking your field goal, we sent that kick back. Gone and hold that L and light it up like a pack. Andy Reid got the tricks tucked in the sack. And Kelsey making history at another play.
Another one.
Your mama, your daddy too. He dirty.
What's up, Mayor Lucas? Big love to D-Walk. What's up, Coach? On the track.
And I approve this message. Duh.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high up 68, currently 61, clear skies, Carl Bruce Middle School. Vivica A. Fox is tired of y'all. She's responded to fans demanding a sequel to Set It Off.
And I wish people would quit saying make a sequel. We dead. Only one alive is Jada, y'all. We dead.
It's right, unnecessary.
Did y'all not see how they shot up Queen Latifah?
Right. Yeah, leave it where it's day at. Some classics. Day. Oh, look at you. I should have had that ready. Leave some classics alone, man. Just it's fine. It's perfect where it's at. Classic, classic movie right
and
there.
And if we being honest, Fast and Furious could have stopped a long time ago as well.
I need that money.
Now, sports headlines have been highlighted right now lately because of Mike Tyson. He trying to get back in the ring. Him and Mayweather have a little exhibition match or something of the sorts that is locked in for 2026. Why? I don't know. But hey.
Boxing is in an embarrassing state right now.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. I can't believe it.
He done ran off that money he just made?
Who, Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not talking about Mayweather. We know Mayweather pockets.
When you get
is good
to a certain age, you kind of want to hoard money. You want to get as much as possible because you don't know how long you have to make some money. So
that's valid.
Yeah, I get it. So
it might be a part of the plan. Also, in the sports headline, I normally only really watch the Chiefs, but one
got
of
you a
the
little hot tour.
Yeah, it was going crazy. I saw the Eagles matchup. I don't even remember who they was playing. Oh,
Cowboys.
The Cowboys. Because Jalen Carter, who was a defensive end, spit on Dak Prescott. But now people are now saying that there's footage out there that Dak did it first.
Yep.
What are y'all doing spitting on each other?
Very nasty.
Very rude.
Now, Eagles, Cowboys is like Chiefs Raiders. So... bitter rivalry.
You come in here trying to spit on our Chiefs.
Nah,
we hopping them fences.
Yeah.
We don't care about how many undercovers you got up in the building.
Yeah. You don't want that side of case.
Well, anymore. Now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those intelligent, kind, and a little stubborn Virgos.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to retired nurse who was a pioneer during the Civil Rights Movement. Happy birthday to Claudette Colvin. A happy birthday to the man that caused a lot of chaos on the NBA court. Happy birthday to Lance Stephenson. A happy birthday to singer, songwriter, and actress known as one of the founding members of En Vogue. Happy birthday to Terry Ellis. And last but not least, sending over a happy heavenly birthday to actor and comedian known for his role as Tommy on Martin. Happy heavenly birthday to Thomas Ford. You ain't got no job, Tommy.
All right, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Shane Mates, Brandy Canton, and Nova Young.
Sending birthday love to Kelsey Joe, Ronald Harris, and Vicky Grayson. Happy birthday, Edward Kaysen Sr., Harley Rose, and Lakeisha Cutchlow. Plus, sending birthday love to Chris Nicholson and everybody else born on September 5th. Happy birthday, Virgos. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy
birthday. Put your hand up.
We wow. see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Deanna.
Hey, Deanna.
Hey, twin.
Hey.
What you doing?
Just dropped the kids off at school.
Mm. What's your check engine light looking like?
It's on.
At least you're confident. No, it's cool.
How much you need on it? Do you need? What's up? What's going on with it?
I don't know.
She said, "I don't know. I ain't gonna figure it out. We just gonna keep riding."
Bobs and bus passes on the way.
Dang. All right, cousin. Look, we got a pass for two to send you and a friend to the Hot 103 Gems private Kansas City Chiefs watch party going down tonight at a secret location. And there'll be free food, soft drinks, and chances to win a bunch of different prizes. But in order to secure that pass, you're going to have to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm on the elevator running to another thing. Piece of chocolate before the elevator hit. A number, I was all up on. Spitting his on the ears while she pinching the corner.
How you doing, Miss Lady? How you doing?
Uh-huh.
Where you going? Slow down, little mama like me.
Let's be friends. Let's be friends.
Okay, cuz. We kicking off Red Friday the right way. You getting that pass for two, Deanna.
Woo!
Who you got with you? I heard a little extra voice in the back.
My man.
Oh, period. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I already know who your plus one going to be for tonight, I'm guessing, right?
You're the biggest fan. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We need y'all at the watch party for sure. Mm-hmm. And your name is now qualified for $1,000 in that hot summer cash.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show just got you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
I need that money.